Sport is an important part of the Australian culture, and there's no bigger event in basketball this year than the FIBA Women's World Cup. I had the privilege to speak with some of Australia's best female athletes, with them sharing their feelings and aspirations for this year's Women's World Cup. 19-year-old combo guard Jade Melbourne is one of these athletes, who destroyed the competition in the 2021 Under-19 Asian Cup.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be named captain of that squad, and I had a bit of experience as I was the only member that had been to a World Cup before. And yeah, I just tried to play my game in that role I had. I was kind of the main kind of player in the offense. I had the ball in my hands a lot. A lot of plays were written for me.
Although Melbourne played well in the Asian Cup, she is still looking to develop on these skills when the Australian Opals begin their World Cup journey in September.
I'm expecting to play a completely different role at the World Cup, I think. The things that will correlate for me are my energy. I just bring a lot of energy when I play. I'm quick, I like to pressure on defence, and I like to run in transition. So that was something that I did in the Under-19 team, and you can expect from me at the World Cup this year.
Jade Melbourne is looking forward to a potential match with Team USA, widely regarded as the team to beat this year.
I think USA will be the biggest threat. I think they're always the benchmark of any competition. They've just got talent everywhere, 1 through 12. So I think they're going to be the benchmark again, but I think we can give them a real red hot crack. And yeah, the chemistry we've been working on, getting to know each other, forming those meaningful connections on and off the court, we can really give them a shot and also get on that podium.
Veteran Australian Opals player Mariana Tolo played Team USA in a devastating loss in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and had this to say about the team.
I really am an advocate for playing it one game at a time and focusing on each individual game, because seeing that every team is tough and every team has strengths and weaknesses, and you just got to try and figure out what the strategy is to beat them.
Mariana Tolo is an outspoken and inspirational member of the team, often looked up to by her many teammates and fellow players. A world-class defender and a talented scorer, Tolo plans to play harder than she ever has at this year's World Cup.
My strength is that I'm a post player who likes to play inside and play big. I think these days everyone's, you know, floating more to the perimeter, but I still enjoy, you know, bumping people inside and playing that interior game. I like to play defense, especially against bigger posts where, you know, you have to really bang and bump inside and stop those big posts from getting easy buckets.
Not only is Mariana Tolo impactful on the court, but off the court she's bringing attention to important social issues. Tolo believes in using your platform to support what you believe in, which is why she has teamed up with Lifeline.
I think, first of all, Lifeline, I've been involved with them for a number of years, and it's something that is close to my heart. And so I thought it was really important to kind of use my platform for something good. And I had a friend who was working for Lifeline Canberra at the time. He approached me and I stuck my hand up straight away and said I'd be happy to help.
Tolo also wants us to keep her fellow athlete Brittany Griner on our minds, who is currently wrongfully imprisoned in Russia.
It's a tough one, and I feel for her. She's such a lovely chick. Whenever I've had interactions with her in the past, and I can't imagine how hard this time would be for her overseas at the moment. And it's easy to judge someone, but we're all human at the end of the day. We all make mistakes, and just feel for her.
Jade Melbourne and Mariana Tolo are both role models and shining inspirations in Australian sport, and have some advice for the youth of the country. This is what Jade had to say.
Yeah, my advice would be, for one, make sure you enjoy it. Everything's fun and made easy if you enjoy the sport. And even on the bad days, I guess, just make sure you remember like why you started. Anyone that's willing to help you, just got to listen and absorb it. They just want to help you out. Just try and work hard, as hard as you can. And then, yeah, if you're not doing anything in September, make sure you get to Sydney and come watch the World Cup.
Make sure you support both Jade Melbourne and Mariana Tolo when the FIBA Women's World Cup begins in 1 month's time. This has been Jesse Fairweather, bringing you the latest on Australia's quest to get gold on home soil.